Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Heart. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I wanted to do a special Valentine's Day show. And I want you guys to have a good level of self-love. And if you are with the love of your life, if you're with somebody who you're in love with and you're dating, over all you lovers in the house, happy Valentine's Day. So I wanted us to go and do the small tutorial, semi-short, about finding the self. I want you guys to understand finding the self is a mystical concept. We've talked about self-love, what is that, and everything else. We talked about emotions and our fulfillment in our life, and we talked about turning a blind eye to patterns of behavior that do not mirror self-love. And we talked about there is nothing to do with arrogance or narcissism. Everybody has healthy narcissism, but some people have unhealthy narcissism and sociopathy. So when we think about a fully integrated whole individual, they have self-love and self-believing factors, and they allow the universe, the law of attraction, to come into them and the law of abundance. So I want you guys to hear this and have a special for the lovers in the house heart to be able to go and enjoy your Valentine's Day, but start out with love being the ultimate building block of the entire universe in your relationships, your marriages, or if those of you who are rekindling your marriages or rekindling your vows and things like this on this good Valentine's Day. So I want you guys to understand that we live and die by love alone, but in the words of Gautama Buddha, in the end, only three things matter: how you love, how gently you live, and how gracefully you let go of things that are not meant for you, including fake love, true love, or anything that is not meant for you or is not loving you the right way. So, for all my people who are worried about being alone on Valentine's Day, there's nothing wrong with being alone on Valentine's Day. Love yourself. Just be in love with yourself to the point that you see yourself as an amazing human being, that God has somebody meant for you, that ethically will sweep you off your feet. You'll have a fairy tale, or at least as close to it as you can, and learn what love is. So when we talk about your ability to love yourself and others, it really matters. So we're talking about finding the self. We're talking about self-love. So we talked about what is self-love and is first one and everything else in the first module, but I wanted you guys to understand in the second module, finding the self. So, with that being said, finding the self is that it's a mystical concept, okay? Think about this. It's been around since ancient times. Finding love and finding self-love are one and the same. So when you think about this, the self has been described as many names, such as the soul, the oversoul, the Atman, the monad, or the I am presence of self. So I am somebody. I am agape love. I am namaste. I am love. So heart. So when you think about that, Christos, the illuminated one, and so on. So when you think about this, what does it say to be illuminated? Light. So you light up your life in love, right? So that is self-love, and so forth, XYZ, 3/4, 3/4. So all labels aside, we have to think about this as it's described as how you truly, without anybody else's social behaviors or attitudes, how you love yourself. So when you think about this thing here, when you're talking about love, self-love, and you're talking about layers of how to love yourself and loving others, you have to think to yourself, how do I love myself? What are my attitudes? What is it that I do that I can go and download into my life, to myself, to my DNA of self-love? So I want you guys to understand this, and let me grab something right quick. I want y'all to understand that self-love is something that you think of in your I am abundant mindset, or you think about your social behaviors, your attitudes, and you think about the downloaded levels of your life and how you are. So when you think about this, you think about you have had at birth. That's what I mean by downloaded. Your DNA, every bit of your makeup of who you are. So when we think about this, it can be found by shedding the illusion and peeling away layers of programming over your lifetime that you can't be loved, and that is called the ego. So when we think about all these different things, we talk about love, and we talk about giving love and receiving it and taking it. Hi, how are you? I love you too, heart. Happy Valentine's Day. So, with that being said, y'all, I'm responding to a commenter. Thank you so much, heart. Yeah, back at you. So this show is about love. So you can sit if you want to, or you can invite some people if you'd like to. That's all good, as long as the comments are good. And I thank you so much, heart. So when we think about this, we think about our ego. We think about how we love others and everything else. So when we think about we stole ourselves in the process of childhood, socialization, and essentially learning how to forget who we really are, how we love each other. So when we think about this, I love you so. So when you think about that, that's self-love, right? So we think about all of this and learning how to forget who we really are over time being programmed. So our peers and our parents scold us about what we do and we don't conform to their viewpoint. That's part of love, right? I see you. So when we think about this, as much as we learn how to behave in one way, we have to learn how to be part of a group or family or a tribe or single most social norm of having love. And accept it. So this dates back to times when, you know, nonconformity would have gotten us thrown out of the house or the tribe, or likely to starve or freeze to death. So when you think about this, we all have to learn how to conform. But we have to remember we have a baseline love, our DNA that we're programmed with since the time of birth, how to love ourselves. So it goes against your norms or your tribal imprint, the things that you were born with, your love record, or what we call our love language that's programmed in us. We have to think about this. Pleasing others is ingrained deep within us as we grow up. You can't do this. You can't do that. I won't love you if you do that. And if I won't love you, if you don't do that. That's conditional love. But unconditional love is that type of love where you're just like, I unconditionally love me. I unconditionally love you. I unconditionally love yourself, and you give yourself a club, or a Twitter hug, or a Facebook hug, or you give yourself a fiber hug. And when you're telling yourself, I am somebody, I love me, I love myself, that is self-love. So when you think about this, but it's also harmful in terms of spiritual evolution of self-love, your soul, your I am soul, your crystal, your illuminated one. So when you think about the chrysalis of being a butterfly, and you learn how to fly in life. You begin to be an adult, children, adolescents, young adults. And you start to begin to look at those different things. And you start saying to yourself, you know, that you genuinely want to be loved, correct? You think about, so we're born, we experience traumas and forgetting who we are. And we go through a process of forgetting or everything we learn in school from wider society to our true selves, we begin to go and have our DNA altered. It's just like gene editing. You think about, oh, I want to be loved and get loved. But you have to remember, there's a level and layer of, I saw that. When we think about all kind of love, we think about the emotional love, we think about the level of societal love and societal acceptance, but do you ask yourself, do I love myself? Do I love me? Do I love me before anybody else? So when you think about this, we reconnect with anything, but it's easy to, in the modern age, to disconnect from your true self-love. So technology ensures that information is everywhere, so we look for everywhere but inside. So we think about this, where the self resides, it's just like where the money resides, where the money resides. You have to look at where the love resides, where the love resides. So when we think about all these different things, we have to find the self, okay? So there is defined path to the quick self and to find the self quickly, and then there's the long method. We're going to talk about the quick method. Through the process, but still hardly described as quick, we have to learn that many people are swift to dismiss Eastern modalities as outdated, unusual, unworkable. But Eastern modalities are where we start from the Eastern Star all the way to the Western. So think about that. If you think about how your kids met, your Buddha, your inner Zen, your inner Opus, your inner Orisha, your inner Ori, you're thinking about your soul, the true soul self. You think about it's unusual and unworkable until you understand and master other arts of Eastern cultures. When you think about how Muslims and you think about Buddhists, you think about Krishna, Hindu, Hindi, you think about the Vedic philosophy that occupies a distinct position of respect to proceed to finding the self, your chakra. So when you think about this, your third eye, your chakra, your pineal gland. So when you think about this, when you proceed to finding self, you will need a silent, serene location, the ability to meditate on the heart chakra here, your superior vena cava, your all these different valves, your mitral valve, all these different things that make up your heart. So when you think about this, you think about the ability to meditate on the heart chakra and an ability to restrict your diet and begin to fast in the mindset and begin to go through a holistic mindset and therapeutic mindset to begin to bring yourself back into your true self, your self-love. Because I will tell you guys, when you get to the ability to leave behind all technology and distractions and begin to work on self, that's why you see me sometimes, I turn off and I sit back and I relax. I sit back and I think about all the things that make me love myself. And that's not technology. It's not the internet. I use this for business. I use this for all my I Am Abundance mindset. I use this for my I Am Beacons, the people that come to me and need advice. I'm not here to be a leader. I'm here to just advise you if you need help while you're going through your I Am journey. So outside of I Am, if you're at Donna Diva Coaching, when you come see me and you're talking about life in general, it's the same thing without the I Am infused things in it. So in many ways, it's simple and straightforward. And when you think about the I Am self, that's what I Am is all about, the better version of self. So think about self-love. So in many ways, it's simple and straightforward, but to get a silent location, meditate on loving the self and starting to look at yourself, getting silent and beginning to meditate and being present. So you restrict your diet so you're not eating any meat or processed food, caffeine or alcohol, or putting any poisons or toxins in your body. That is what we mean about the keto and things like that and diets like that. So avoid technology, eliminate all mental, physical, and emotional distractions. So when you love the self, you can do it at home. You don't have to be in Honduras. You don't have to be somewhere in South America. You don't have to be in Medellin. You don't have to be anywhere in the South American place in the rainforest to go and get to a point of zen. You don't have to be over in China. You don't have to be in Japan. You don't have to be in the rainforest with the pandas. You don't have to be like, you know, or you don't have to be thinking about all these different things, the Muslim way of life. When you think about 23-1 and peace be upon you, when you think about all those things, alhamdulillah, when you think about all those different things, those are forms of Eastern culture. Those are forms of peacefulness, mindfulness, chakra, eye, your pineal gland, and your emotional self, and your mental self, your physical self coming together as one when you're doing all these methods. And you can do it right there in your house. Because some of us ain't got the money to go to no doggone place and go sit in the hut. So when we think about this, we think about emotional distractions, mental distractions, and cutting ourselves off from poisonous things. So I wanted to have this conversation with you all because a lot of times in our true self, we forget everything that's important to us. We forget ourselves. We forget our I Am Abundant mindset. And speaking of I Am, I want you guys to get a affirmation today. Let me find you a good one. I am grateful for the good in my life. I am grateful for the love in my life. I am grateful for my best friend. I have the confidence to do anything I set my mind to. So we're going to set the tone of this before we go into the next sessions of this. I am worthy of love and appreciation. I am irreplaceable. I am worth it. So when you think about all these different things, I am learning how to safely feel my emotions. Listen to what I just said. I am learning how to safely feel my emotions. So when we think about all these different things in I Am affirmations, and we think about our Christos, what did we just talk about? Christos, our I Am self, our the illuminated one. So we think about this, we're illuminating a level of self-love, our love and finding the self. So in this method, in many ways, it can be simple and straightforward, but it can also be difficult. The result of immense levels of training, habit change, formulating a mindset of I love me first before anyone else. I've been talking to my daughter, and y'all know I love talking about my baby girl. Baby girl is a mess. That is my heart. Everybody knows heart. Happy Valentine's Day, love bug. That is my heart. That is my everything. That is my woe, my eight, my realm. And when I tell you I have taught her about loving herself, I tell her, princess, I love you. Here am I, baby girl. You're such a beautiful, good, sweet, kind girl outside of being a teenager. sorry. I love being her mother because she taught me how to love deeply. Because when I first became a mother, I didn't know how to be a mother. So I was, that was like my first crush test child. It really was. And she laughs when I tell her that. I'm like, you are a crush test child. You are the first one, and that's when you always have that love bond that's so amazing. You're just like, heart. So when I tell you, when I first looked at Tiger Eyes Alive, when she was little, my baby, I saw her picture recently that I found in my phone of her when she was a baby, and she was like this. And sorry, Jazzy, I'm telling you a story about your heart. I love you. But Jazzy has been the light of my life. I imprinted and I found a deeper, greater love than myself, and that was with my daughter. When I tell you my baby girl has made me dang near pull my hair out, my teenager, oh, God, I live vicariously. I'm her biggest fan. If you want to say I'm a stan of anybody, I'm a stan of my daughter. Yeah, I'm her biggest number one fan. I'm the mother that will be there at her graduation trying not to embarrass her with my milk jug full of pennies. So I'm like, that's my baby. You know, so I am that mother. I am that mother that loves her child and is the biggest fan of hers. So y'all can never get me to say that I don't love my daughter. I unconditionally love my little Tyke. She's my little big girl, and she knows that. So I'm sorry, Jazzy, I thought I messed up your street credit today. So what? I'm still your mother, and I love you unconditionally. Heart. But I wanted everybody to hear that, to know that, and Jazzy hears it all the time. So she knows it. She's like, I love you too, Mommy. She calls me still Mommy, but, you know, it's just Mommy. So I try to give her a little, her space and things like that. So y'all know that my baby is the toughest cookie alive. So don't get it twisted. My baby girl is a tough cookie and a good girl and a smart girl, but she don't play. So Mom Dukes is giving back her street credit. Heart. I love you. So when we think about this, we think about the modalities and the results of self-love and unconditional love is immense, just like being a mother. So it is the ideal healing modality in 3 to 7 days is enough for a significant change to occur in self-love. So when we think about this protocol that I just gave you guys, to be able to take time, turn off, meditate, sit down, think, begin to love yourself, start thinking about the things you want to change, start making a list of spring cleaning your life. So we're going to talk about spring cleaning your life in just a minute after we get done with this part. I just wanted you guys to understand it from that perspective. Because just like a mother's love is unconditional, it's just like a mother who loves her son. She's going to unconditionally love her son. And she wants somebody with her son that's going to love her son unconditionally just like she loves her son. Same thing with a mother who loves her daughter. Same way as I want somebody that will love my daughter the same way I love her. So, but except for, you know, they do the video, they do the nasty, you. But, you know, the thing is, you guys understand what I'm saying. I don't want to think about that. So when we think about spring cleaning our life, part of that is doing this protocol and begin to eliminate a mental, physical, emotional distraction. So when we think about this, we think about spring cleaning our life in that sense. So we'll go over that in just a moment. I just wanted to make sure that we have all of that together for you guys to understand it so we can go through that in the tutorial. And part of this is part of learning how to reset yourself and reprogram yourself and begin to look at your life in a better mindset and have abundant mindset and illuminated mindset and begin to really begin to get into your Christos, the illuminated one. I see you. My chat is off the chain. I love you too. Yeah, I love you too. So when we talk about this, we begin to look at the modalities and the protocol and we begin to spring clean our life. And we begin to look at all these different things of what's important, and we begin to say to ourselves, this is the ideal healing modality to be in the mindset of that. So we think about, if we don't succeed the first 5 or 7 times, we'll succeed the 10th time. So fall down 9, get up 10. Fall down 10, get up 11. So it's enough for a fully rejuvenate you from stresses of modern living in a big way. So sometimes being able to do that is to begin to build a bridge and begin to build a bridge for your true self, your true love, and your self-love is the best love you can ever have. So when we talk about a level of letting go, that's part of that, and then loving your weaknesses and reframing that, and then becoming a level of proactive and the influences of your life. So I want you guys to understand why it's important to begin to expand your mind and begin to look at that. So we're going to go into that, and we're going to go into daily success habits and things like that and detoxing your relationship. I want you guys to hear this part first. And ironically, the quickest way to find self is to absolutely do nothing at all sometimes and sit back with your true self and love on yourself. Your mind, your body, your soul will heal if you just stop eating, thinking, and think of your health and putting and reading garbage material or being online and getting all kinds of poisonous things into your mind. Y'all have to understand this, why I'm talking about this today. I went through it today where I went off on some people who have been doing the most, okay? I want y'all to understand and follow me here. We're not going to too many specifics, but these people have been playing insidious games. So what I decided to do is get rid of the garbage, take out the trash myself, and say to myself, you know what? I love myself enough to address this, but try to improve my argument. So I had to think about, I've been eating like I'm supposed to, thinking like I'm supposed to, and drinking like I'm supposed to. And somebody says, well, is this going to help you to go off about this? Yeah, because these people have been doing this insidiously, provoking gaslighting and bullying, harassing, and keeping this up and playing in my personal life and personal federal records that are sealed. So what I did is I had to stop thinking for a second. I had to take a moment. I had to bring myself back in, and I had to calm myself down and get to my true self, my crystals, my illuminated one. And I had to begin to go and address what was hurting me, bothering me, and then begin to move on so I could be able to go and do this live. So with that being said, you have to look at what puts you in a depressed mood or situational depression or environmental depression or levels of things online, offline, and it provoked gaslight and bullying has been one of those reasons. So what I did is I addressed it, and I said, I'm fighting back. So after that, I decided I'm going to go on here. I'm going to do this live coaching, and I wanted you guys to understand what self-love is because I loved myself enough to go and address everything that was hurting me over the last 30 years. I addressed everything that was causing levels of detriment to my business and my brand re-rollout and those that were causing it. So that's what I did. So that was a healthy thing for me to do. So was it helping me? Yeah, because I decided that, you know what? I've had enough. I'm fighting back. So will I be doing that again? No. But I got the last of the Mohicans of those who want to play duck snark on the behalf of others who are very poisonous, broken individuals, had things to hide. So like they say, what goes on in the dark comes to the light. That's what illuminated means, light. So when we think about being in a depressed mood or environmental depression, situational depression, or things that have been going on far too long that causes depressed moods or upset, anger, or reactive abuse syndrome, and reacting in a manner or a character that we normally don't act like I do, I had to get to a point that I addressed it and I improved my argument, but I want everybody to know that I'm not a pushover. What you're not going to do is bully, harass, and try to play in my face about certain things that were none of your business to do. So these same people are all congregated around the same person who's orchestrated all this. So I want you guys to understand that as a woman's coach, health coach, divorce coach, life coach, and as a rebrand, re-rollout, that it affects my business. So when you're donating to IMCC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, Team World Online, and Talk Radio Diva, you're donating to a person who has gone through a level of 8 more websites that have been messed with, they have been tampered with. I had levels of loss of finances and things like that. I had levels of course that provoked gaslight, emotional abuse, torment. So I want you guys to understand in self-love, we have to love ourselves through all of that, the grief, the suffering, and go through the recovery. And part of the recovery is sometimes letting people know, you got me messed up. I'm not going to let you do this anymore. Here's who's doing this. Here's doing what. And I want you out of my life, and I do not want anything to do with you, and I will not work with people like you. Because if you're going to be talked like that, if you're going to be a sociopath like that, and you're going to play word salad and word games and mind games, then guess what? I'm going to play right back, and I'm going to let you know exactly how far you have me messed up. I'm addressing all these things at the helm, and I'm letting it go. So we're going to talk about the art of letting it go in this module as well. So the grand irony of it all is that people feel the need to do something to fix an illusionary problem or a problem that's manufactured. This leads to fad diets, liposuction, gender changes, or unhappy relationships, or unaffordable levels of finance and things like that, or coming into a situation like mine that ends up developing a non-growth model to a scarcity mindset instead of abundance mindset. So I want you guys to understand this from this peak level of ascension that I've gotten to learn how to love self even through toxic shamers, toxic blamers, or toxic people who are broken individuals who have things that go on in their own life. Some of them are bad mothers. Some of them are terrible fathers. Some of them never had kids and don't know how to be a mother to save their life. So when we talk about these different things, some of them are deadbeat fathers. So those are things that we have to address, and we have to address at the helm and talk about these toxic things that happen and those that like to be toxic, who like to do nasty things, who like to provoke, who like to gaslight, because one woman, she's a bad mother. I let it be known today. I'm like, you're a terrible mother. You don't know how to raise your kids. And you're a horrible mother who spends more time on YouTube than raising your kids. So I let her have it. because what you're not going to do is play about my personal life, my family, and play these type of games. But I had to set a boundary. I told her, why don't you go into your boundary line and raise your child instead of being on YouTube all the time, being toxic, miserable, and nasty as all get out. So I let her have it. And somebody was like, does that help? Yeah, because I'm outlining everybody who did what they did to promote gaslight, play games, play in my personal life, play in personal federal record, and thought that was going to work out well for them today. So today, what I did is I made sure I did an abundance of love, and I fought back, and I let it go. So that's where we get to a point of illusionary problems and manufactured problems and obstacles from removing all the obstacles and the trash that's created these problems. So we think about Vedic philosophy has no means of a strangle or stronghold on silent retreat or anything like that or fasting, but part of that is part of the things that you do to help yourself begin to cleanse and purify all the toxins or the toxic people out of your body. But when you're going through that, it can easily cut to the heart of the matter and put the emphasis on the things that are important and the constant focus or finding the self or finding self-love, past grief, or people who are causing you grief or upset, anger, or to operate out of the character that you normally don't act like. So when we think about this, there's hundreds of esoteric modalities from the Eastern cultures, such as crystal bowls, visualization, spinning, manifestation, lucid dreaming, chakra work, and many more things that we'll talk about in the future of how you do coaching, life coaching, and the art of Zen, and the art of chakra teaching and mind modalities. So when we think about all these different things, we think about while that may bring benefits, even some level of paranormal effect or levels of illumination, of ascension, of a better mind map, mind work, you're talking about a framework that is something that has to be guided, like guided meditation, being present, being mindful. The things that you see a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and holistic therapy. So I want you guys to understand that before we get into the deeper parts of this. So when you think about it, they don't feel cut to the core. The core of dreaming and the benefits of even more levels of finding the true self. So when we think about this, it involves letting go of everything you've learned to step into new dimensions. So when I tell you about new dimensions, we're talking about not just the church new dimensions. We're talking about a level layer of ascension. We're talking about a level layer of ascension to finding the true self and letting go of everything and everyone that poisons the true self. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when we're talking about this, we're talking about the pinnacle of self-esteem. We're talking about the ultimate culminate of self-realization, self-actualization, and a state of being that is talked about in practically every piece of spiritual literature or modal mindset or of note that we have today. So when we think about the Eastern Western culture, in the Western culture, we have learned to take those modalities and put them to modern terms. But we've gotten away from the levels of efficacy, self-esteem, and self-love. Because everything is built on technology, approval, and a freaking retweet, or a Instagram like, or it's on a group like, or group numbers, or YouTube numbers, or YouTube subscribers, when it should be more about the core content of yourself. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we mean by a spiritual literal note and literature. So this state goes beyond typical human experiences to full body bliss and understanding and ascension. So typical human experience is that of every typical neurotypical person or a neuroatypical person, and we begin to self-realize people with flesh and blood live to tell their experiences, have written books, or can be found by those who actively search for them. So when we think about the other methods of finding the self, we have to think about more ways to try to find who you really are, and some of that is going back to the core work, your core DNA, what you're set with, what you're programmatically with, your illuminated light that's already within your core, your chakra, all of this. When you think about your head, back, knees, shoulders, your chakra, and grounding exercises, meditation is the best likened to feeling of an onion, where there is only the true self left, the true core of that onion, just like you've seen it on GonDivaCoaching.com, and you see the onion there, that's why I have it there. Because when you peel off the layers of the onion and you cry and things like that, you're purifying your body, and your body reacts to that onion core, right? So when you think about that onion being peeled down to the core, you think about a good place to start to review what's happened to you in your life and a good place to start the lifetime and major events and begin to heal and begin to go to hope, illuminated life, the crystals, the illuminated ones. So when you think about the I am core, I am self, I am self-efficacy, I am healing, I am recovery, I am abundance mindset. So do you guys understand where there's I am? So I want you guys to understand that in all of the affirmations, how you begin to go into ascension and self-love and knowing the self. So when we talk about all these different things, we're talking about a level of modality, a level of self-love, and true love for self. When we think about the major events in our life in this lifetime that we'll go through. So there is not a point to wallow in them or take pride in the achievements, but to begin to review, just like I told you guys, sitting in that chair at 90 years old and your vision of your true self, you will have known what your life core and your life DNA was all about, and you'll know at the end of your life what your life was meant for. So when you think about that, drawing a linear map of major events that happen while they affect you was and tried to find the bigger picture of all that. So you'll see the bigger picture when you're 9 years old, sitting in that rocking chair, and you're thinking about the true self. And this will help guide a degree of objectivity for you to get outside of yourself, outside of the self, wanting somebody else to like you, to approve of you, to love your true self, and begin to get back to the core and objectively look at yourself. So that's what that's all about. And in terms of finding self, you do not want to be dependent in any way, but to look at the ways that you're emotionally, mentally, physically, or financially dependent on others or other people, places, and things, and become self-sufficient as possible so that you can find its self-love, self-sufficiency, and not imposter syndrome from having to be codependent on people's love and like. So when we think about that, you come to a point that entails eliminating of cigarettes, or bad food, or finding a new job where you can work for yourself, or if you work for others, and finding peace and happiness and working with other people. So when you think about that, it will be different for everybody. If you don't want to be an entrepreneur or a serial entrepreneur like myself, if you don't want to work for yourself, then work for others. It's fine. Nobody says everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur. It doesn't make you any less than anybody else, because being an entrepreneur is very hard. You are seeing me go through a level of rebrand out, re-rollout, re-presentation, and this is my 50,000 time because I'm dealing with orchestrated levels of BS, promote gaslight grief, and having to take that grief away and take away from the people who have caused grief and begin to go and to look at this, realize myself, self-love, self-efficiency, self-levels of I am confident, I am a good life coach, I am a good wellness coach, I am a good divorce coach, I am a good brander, I am a good presenter, I am a good orator, I am a good mother, I am a good wife, I am a good girlfriend, I am a good fiance, I am everything that a woman should be. I'm perfectly imperfect, and I'm a perfect imperfection, just like the song. It's one of my favorite songs there. And another one, You're Supposed to Shine. I love that song because there's one thing in that song. Whatever you put your mind, whether good or bad, you got to put your heart into it. And I want you guys to understand why that song means so much to me. Because music speaks what the heart can't. So when we think about finding the self in an individual process and progress, we think about we don't realize ourselves as a together soul. So we think about all these things when we listen to music, and we think about how the music speaks to our soul. So when we think about that, it's not just the way the universe works. It is the way that you universally work with your DNA, your programmatic DNA, everything that's put into you when you were born in life, your chakra, everything that you were programmed with when you were born. So when you think about this, it's an individual process, and no one has ever self-realized themselves together with anybody else. You have to self-realize by yourself. So it is not the way the universe works in that mindset. Groupthink is the antithesis of individual empowerment. So when you think about this, because even in groups, solutions only come when one individual can spark an inspiration and spark a change. So now you understand what I mean by spark the change and habit change. So there is no way to share creativity or ingenuity because it comes from within. So our creative self is part of why we self-love. We begin to not stifle that as we begin to grow into ascension and self-love. So when we think about this, you're finding the self, the practices you use, and that philosophy, and you think about adopting that will be yours alone. Nobody else can tell you how to self-love yourself but you. So if you're alone, simply copy what others are doing, but begin to make your own modality of what you need to inspire you to make your own self-love, self-levels of growth, and the growth model, the growth mindset, and be able to look at that and find it in the self. So without making decisions on your own volition, you are not giving yourself any power. So give yourself the power to disconnect from copying somebody else's stuff and begin to make your own mind map, your mind path. So I wanted you guys to understand that when we talk about this in the next module in our Abundance of Love, that webinar series, Heart, Self-Love and the Shadow of the Former Self. And it's a lifelong practice. And it'll be fully attended in order to bring the full effect of self-love. So let's go into this next portion, and then we're done.
you think about daily success habits. Well, think about our daily success habits, because a lot of the times we don't think that we're not doing things that are causing our non-success. We don't think about it because a lot of the times we're busy trying to be so successful, we just end up not being successful. So when we think about the daily success habits and things that we often overlook the importance of daily habits and habit change. We think about this in managing ourselves and our lives, that we have to learn how to not sweat the small stuff, but and not sweat the big stuff either. We also make our daily routines that enable the big changes in our life and our careers. So we have to think about this and then finding the self that we have to do all this. So when we think about this, this helps you build a simple personal framework for you, around you, and which is the rest of the day's activities and how they fall into place with everyday habit change to get to success and success for us. So when we think about this, create an infrastructure so that nothing matters, and that when anything happens that's outside your norm, you begin to go back to this habit of daily created habits that supports your mental health, your emotional health, your emotional self, and your loving of the self. So when we think about this, you'll feel calm and rest assured and more assured in your daily life and your daily abundance life and your abundance mindset, from the scarcity mindset to the abundance mindset, your illuminated crystals, your illuminated one mindset, your I am mindset. So we think about this in this whole module is that your top priorities. What are your three top priorities in life right now? What are your top priorities and stressors in life right now? Think about what supports your daily habits and specific daily actions that you could introduce to fix everything that is wrong in your life and loving the self and getting to that point. So when you think about this, I want you guys to get a piece of paper and do this with me. I want you to write up 5 actions that best supports you, including your home, your personal, and your work life or your marital life, and then what you must be specific in and what sacrifices you have to make into getting there to loving the self, loving yourself, and loving others. And measurable SMART goals. Remember what we talked about, SMART goals. So exactly what you want to do and how clearly you can say and complete those things in your modalities of every day in 3 to 7 days to get that done. So now you understand where the 3 to 7 days come from. Then here's a tip. Know yourself, where you sabotage yourself regularly, or whether others are sabotaging you regularly, like this toxic, miserable lady, and I put her in her place. So when you think about this, where people are sabotaging you, remove those people from your vicinity and from your outlook. So a lot of people will be blocked on YouTube. I will not deal with people who are toxic, miserable, who like to play games on behalf of my FedEx. He will be going to prison, and so will his father. They were doing all those YouTube antics, and those same people who think that they're getting something and getting something monetized by doing all this stuff will be getting the issue they're looking for in federal court, civil court, criminal court, county court, because there is nothing worse than somebody who is toxic, broken, who is trying to break somebody else who's otherwise together, like myself. So when we think about this, we think about how do we sabotage ourselves, sometimes by reacting. Yes, I've been reacting because they've done it so many times, and I'm tired of it. That's part of bullying, and that's why I have cyberbullying sucks. So several of these people, like talk feet, need to be handled, and then they need to be handled behind closed doors, and then they need to be handled in courts, and then they need to have the karma and the fate that will come to them. I don't need to do anything to them but shout them out. And since they want to sit like that, I'm telling this woman, take care of your child instead of trying to worry about being nasty and evil towards me because you're a piss poor mother. Try to learn how to be a better mother and love your child instead of yelling at her and doing all this stuff and acting crazy on YouTube, because there's nothing cute about it, lady. So there you go. So I'm helping her not sabotage herself and do better. And be better woman instead of taking with somebody who's otherwise together, not broken like yourself. So, I wanted people to understand my unconscious friends are in Kiwi, same people who like to play Duck Duck Nard games. She needs to work on her finances. She's already been sued by Cardi B. She wants to talk about Cardi B's personal life, but that was Cardi B's roommate that did that. But I want you guys to understand that and the examples of toxic people who sabotage themselves and sabotage others while they're broken, miserable individuals who have pissed poor marriages that I wouldn't want an example of. Second, Kiwi's been cheating on Houston morning and night. He doesn't like you and doesn't love you. He didn't even want to have sex with you on your birthday. So there you go. Those are people who are sabotage or agent provocateurs or agents of sabotage. But when we talk about those type of people, these are broken individuals I want you guys to know about who don't have anything better to do. But since Miss Toxic Diamond is Tasha Transarini Kiwi's little minion, like Storm Monroe, who wanted to talk about certain things he had no business doing, these are broken individuals who don't have a life but are around the same toxic person, Tasha Transarini Kiwi, who needs to be sued. In civil court, criminal court, county court, and she's one who stalks celebrities like Mel Salas, Salamanzar, Cardi B. So I wanted you guys to understand exactly where this is coming from. So So when we think about self-love as a lifelong practice, I'm not going to get married just to get married to any old body. I'm not going to marry a man who will provoke me, gaslight me, cheat on me, and embarrass me and humiliate me in front of other people like Belle Celeste Elements are. This it was funny, and I wanted you guys to know why I'm talking about her, because my homegirl knows her and take off. So there are levels of antics and buffoonery that have been done and crossed the line. So therefore, you have to sometimes let it be known that you don't do certain things to people who might know of who you know. So you don't play duck, duck, narc games. You don't play these insidious games and play mean girl, mean boy games while y'all have tragic marriages and relationships that you need to see a counselor for or get a divorce because your husbands don't want you. They cheat on you on a regular basis and have five babies. So I want people to understand that. So my thing is that when we talk about levels of sabotage, we have people like that, broken individuals who tried it with me. So when we talk about you tried it, so there you have to do. You have to let these agents of provocateur, provoke, gaslight, bully, know exactly where you stand. You're not going to play in my personal life, my federal records that are sealed, and you're not going to play in my personal life and embarrass and humiliate me and think that I'm not going to fight back. That's why you have to have self-love. You don't have to have imposter syndrome and feel like you're not worthy. I am very worthy. I come from a long line of prestigious people. I come from a long line of family, industry, non-industry. I come from a long line of people who don't appreciate these antics. So when we talk about levels of sabotage and agents of provocateur and foolishness, those are people who don't love themselves if they will provoke and gaslight somebody else. So Tasha was talking about disabilities, but her financials are disabled. Her husband's stealing and embezzling all her money. And he's got a five baby. He's got a sideline. So how would you feel if somebody told you that on live TV? So while y'all were talking about cheating respectfully like Mel Lulu from Huntsville, my homegirl Lulu actually knows those people from Huntsville. So when we're talking about levels of own it, I'm owning all these bullies, provokers, gaslighters. But I want you guys to understand where it's coming from, what damage to business and re-rollout and the provoke and the internet, the technology, the poisonous, insidious, ambient course control, provoke, gaslight, the abuse. I want you guys to understand that from I don't have to name drop. I know a lot of industry family because I'm related to them. And then on top of that, I have people who are non-industry, who are my family, and they're all tired of this. So am I. Because when I have, as a life coach, a wellness coach, a health coach, a divorce coach, a business manager, and a brander, and things like that, a serial entrepreneur, a level of mentorship, a certification as a life coach, wellness coach, they're not helping my business. They're causing issues. And those people will be arraigned in court, federal, civil, and criminal, and county court. So I want you guys to understand that where sabotage can come from. There are people who are what you don't call a spark team. There are people who are energy zappers. So we'll go into that in just a minute. But when you support your daily habits for self-love, you go past the grief of people provoking gaslighting, tormenting, and bullying. You go to that point and you say to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to let them bother me anymore. I'll address it and I'll let it go. So that is the art of letting go. And we're going to go over that exercise tomorrow. But I want you guys to understand what are your top stressors in life. What are people who are doing sabotage to your life? People who are not helping you to grow but hindering you to grow. I'm constantly messing up things for you. So those are people who have been doing this, including Nick at Night, Armand Ligon, several people who have been playing games on behalf of my FedEx. The Allison dude that wanted to play, he's now Kenneth Copeland, a FedEx under witness protection, and I'm not going to protect him, and I'm not going to protect his wife. And since Toxique decided today to talk about personal things that were none of her business to play and play games on behalf of Toxic Transfer and Akibi, her mentor, now they understand where this is coming from, agents of sabotage and provocateur. So I want you guys to understand that. And what you have to do in the five actions that best support you, including your home, your personal, your work life. And since I work at home and I'm a person who is a serial entrepreneur, a life coach, a wellness coach, a divorce coach, a brander, and a brand out type of person who does everything possible to make sure that I can rebuild my brand. I've had FedExes who have done everything to sit there and go to networks playing in my personal business, not knowing that that was my aunt, my mother, and people like that, and my uncles and my dad. So when we're talking about levels and layers of people who have crossed the line, you have to get to a point that you realize what is sabotaging your life, sabotaging your growth. So there are levels and layers of things that you try to take your attention from, and it's what we attract towards. So the law of attraction is I'm removing all the trash and removing all the trash bag antics and buffoonery and moving towards a level of ascension and self-love. I wanted to give you guys a prime example of what I've gone through. So those of you who are going through that with narcs, wealthy, well-connected narcs, or non-wealthy narcs or people who like to do sabotage, that's what I mean by sabotage, agents of provocateur. So when we think about that, we think about our supporting our daily habits and the things that are important to us. So when you think about the success habits, you have to get into that abundance mindset and you begin to introduce levels of things that are priorities in your life and things that help you with your life right now and to begin to a point of healing and hope
and being able to turn things around, just like I have.
So what is a support daily habit? Specific daily actions that you can introduce? Think about this. Have 15 minutes of silence alone each time each day. Drink 8 glasses of water a day. Be at your desk at 8 a.m., leave by 6 p.m., or take time off. Eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Be in bed by 10:30 p.m. or at least by 12. Then do at least 30 minutes of exercise activity every day. Make all of your calls in the first hour of the day and take time in the middle of the day to have a feng shui moment. Then begin to write your top 3 priorities of that day out of every morning that you've done this for 3 to 7 days. Eat lunch away from your desk, and then connect daily with your partner, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and have 5 minutes of listening and decompressing and debriefing. Then meditate for about 30 minutes each morning before breakfast and meditate after dinner, and then sit down with your family and have a moment and a talk. So when you think about this, you look at the habit, and you look at how does it benefit me, and then begin to look at what you will do and your habit you will commit to. So I will start doing this this day. I will start doing that this day. I will do this XYZ 3 4. And then ask yourself, last but not least, what do I need to be implementing in these habits this week, tomorrow, next week, next month? And then will I be someone who is happy, peaceful, mindful, self-loving? Will I be a person who doesn't have imposter syndrome? Will I be a person who's self-confident, self-loving, having good, high self-esteem? So when you think about this, remember, it takes practice to implement new habits and habit change. Then think about, start these simple actions, and gradually as you do them and you regularly do them, become habits. So it takes 21 days to create a habit and habit change and a lifetime to break it. So it can take anything from 21 to 30 days to implement a new habit and a few months to commence to that habit to be your daily success formula. So think about all of this and then begin to detox your life. When you think about detoxing your life and detoxing relationships, toxic relationships, that includes business, personal, acquaintances, and things like that. Over the course of our lives, we begin most of our life with 5 people. You are the sum of the 5 people you spend your life with, or the 5 people who are forced into your life who won't go away. So success experts say that who we spend our time with is the key to influence. So think about what I just said. Our happiness and other, whether we succeed or fail, any experience shows you how to be happy, successful people, and spend most of your time with other people who are happy and successful, not broken, miserable people who have broken lives and broken ways of acting, and their toxic levels of not loving themselves get put towards you, and they begin to toxic shame and toxic blame you for minor things that you can improve while they have a whole broken life, broken marriages, broken relationships, or life partnerships, or piss poor mothering skills, just like toxic. So I wanted you guys to understand that, so that when I tell you I'm not trying to shame these people, but they like to play games, but they spend more time on YouTube than raising their kids. They spend more time on their lives than raising their children, whereas I took my baby on my back while she was going through toxic levels of bullying, provoked gaslight, and some of them were industry who did it and some who were not who did it, and those who sat there and altered my life, altered my child's life, altered my mother and mom Duke's life, and did a lot of things that were out of order, despicable, and crossed the line. I had to get to a point of self-love to carry them across the finish line, just like the warrior ethos. You never leave a fallen comrade behind. My daughter's my comrade. My mother's my comrade. I'll never leave my sister behind. Those are my comrades. And anybody that would threaten, provoke, and gaslight my sister or threaten to hurt and harm her, that's all the people that I'm dragging out here by their nose hairs. I'm letting them know, you don't do this. You don't complicate my life. You don't alter my mom Duke's life. You don't sit there and play duck, and art games. You don't sit there and play games with asking for news for my child. You don't provoke gaslight me in my house. You don't unlawfully, illegally wire my house. You don't play mind games and head games and then talk about it's on site while I leave. Nikki Cone girl. So when we talk about these type of things, you don't do stuff like that. You don't play these type of games. You don't go in people's personal life. You don't sit there and exploit them. You don't exploit them trusting someone who plays duck, and art games and IT hack games. I went through all these types of things. I want you guys to understand it from my point of view. And as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, relationship coach, and a business brander and a media holdings company owner, I want you guys to understand exactly what Don Diva Enterprise is. I want you to understand what Don Diva Marketing is. I want you guys to understand that that's where I started at. And then when I got my degrees as human resources and I got my degrees in business management, I learned how to become a better person and to think different and change my focus and attract an abundance mindset. I've talked to Fortune 500 CEOs. I've been asked to be on board. I declined because I had imposter syndrome. I want you guys to understand that. I had to get to a point of all the damages that were done to me, mentally, emotional scars, stupid scars, mental, emotional degradation that I got from people who are nowhere near as qualified as I am. But it doesn't matter about the degree. It matters about the character, the person, the illuminated light within me. Most people saw my light and wanted to degrade it. I had to get to that point and realize that with people like Tall Seek, Talk to Friends with Tina Rina Kiwi's little minion, Storm and Rose, Talk to Friends Rina Kiwi's minion, Wiley, Storm and Rose, Wiley, and Talk to Friends Rina Kiwi, and Tall Seek. People who have done things on behalf of the Allison dude who went to the OWN network. So when we talk about those levels of provoking gaslight and duck, duck, and arm, they didn't realize there are relations somewhere along industry families. So then you understand that you don't play these duck, duck, and arm games. You don't play games because you don't ever know who people know. Because my mom taught me one thing. You never know who is all related. You never know who you're talking about. You can be talking about somebody's cousin, uncle, wife, girlfriend, ex-wife. So I've never gotten into the point of playing games or agent provocateur or what they call agents of provocation. I've never played those type of games because I realized you could be talking about somebody's uncle, grandma, mother. You could be talking about somebody like a dog and you didn't know that that was their cousin. So you have to be careful what you say and the words you utter. So when I went in on Toxic today, she deserved every bit of it because I'm tired of her. She should be focusing on being a mother instead of his poor mother sending her child in there to a 7-Eleven to go get some alcohol, a Snoop Dogg drink. Instead of worrying about that, she should have been worried about being at home with her daughter on her vacation and getting room service. She couldn't pay for that. So when we talk about layers of toxic people and we talk about provoke and bullies, but they don't like it when you go and fight back and say something about what they've done. So I want to give you guys examples of people who will sabotage your career, sabotage your work, sabotage everything you're doing because you have an illuminated light within you that they don't have, or they're broken little demonic, nasty, out-of-order tribal people who need to be handled behind closed doors or handled in their career, demonetize their accounts if they like bullying, so they don't know how to use their content in the right way. So when we talk about those different things like that, we're talking about you're the sum of the five people that you're around. So I want to give you guys the examples. I'm not directly around these people, but the people that I was around were around these people. So these poisonous people have kept up their nasty out of order, sabotaging antics, provoking pranks, and gaslighting, but it crossed the lines of times up me too. So when we think about this, we are who we spend a key influence of our time with, and that would be some of the five people or the people that we've known or we were with who exploited our personal life, our professional life, and did these games. So now you understand why I'm addressing this here live. I want you guys to understand it as a wellness coach, a life coach, a divorce coach, a relationship coach, how it affected me, how it affected my mental health, my emotional health, and how they sat there and played these games and they were messing up my career, my presentations, messing up things, doing IT hacks, provoke, gaslight, bullying, online, offline, technology abuse. I could never catch a break. So when we talk about these different things, we think about whether we succeed or fail. We think about experiences that show us how to be happy or unhappy, the mindset, the abundance mindset. But I had to move to the abundance mindset, the illuminated crystals, illuminated one mindset, and began to realize I have resources to rebuild. I've been able to rebuild back better than ever. I don't worry about these poisonous, broken people because guess what? There's a thing called karma and there's a thing called fate. And they will get their karma and their fate and I'm not worried about handling it. God will handle it. I don't need to. I'm not going to worry about it because I don't want to lose my career. I got better things to do than worry about a broken mother who's pissed for and tragic and had her child beat up on by going into a 7-Eleven messing with a white woman and the white woman tore her behind up. Then she wants to cry on videos and things like that, but you were sitting around here drunk as a skunk and decided to use your daughter to go into a place underage. Maybe you should think about that with CPS instead of playing games with somebody else who is of your same level, if not better. I'm a mother too, but I would never sit there and send my daughter into a 7-Eleven asking for alcohol. I don't even drink, first of all, because I realized once I decided I don't want to drink, I don't want to smoke cigarettes, I put that away because I realized that's not healthy for me. I don't want to poison my body any further than I did. So at the end of the day, I am a good mother. I am a good mother who's at home with her daughter and make sure that her daughter is raised appropriately, although I had a fake ex that sat there and messed up my life and my experience as a mother. I managed to sit there and still raise my child. My daughter doesn't say that lady, that woman. She says, Mom, Mommy. She still says, I love you, Mommy. You don't have to apologize to me. It's other folks that did this stuff to me. You don't have to apologize. You didn't mess up my life. Other folks did. Other adults used me. So at the end of the day, my daughter don't let a fallen comrade fall behind. I carry her on my back. She knows I love her.
because she said, Mommy, I know you love me. You seem like the only one that loves me and cares about my mental health, my emotional health, and who I am. I told her, I said, I do. You, me, your auntie llama, your grandma, granny llama, and mama llama, llama llama, mad at mama, like that book. I learned that she is a child. I learned that I had unconditional love for her when she was first born. So there's nothing she could do for me to forsake her. So the same thing is loving myself the same way. So that's why I wanted you guys to hear this and us have this unpack session about this and begin to look at self-love and the shadow of love that we show ourselves after we learn conditional love instead of unconditional love and what love is. So when you think about this, what's a better time than now to identify those people who inspire us and lead us to better things and to notice the people who pull us down or sabotage our life, like this toxic, miserable sociopath. And toxic friend Green Akiti, the miserable sociopath who can't even keep her marriage together, much less a husband interested in her. Or other people who are on Mickey's payroll, playing Duck, Duck, Nart games. So when I FedEx went to a network, the own network, playing games, y'all have to understand where this came from. So this is not just one layer. It's multi-layers of saboteur, provocateur. So when we talk about these things, we notice people who pull us down or manufacture us to react or act outside of our normal self. So I want to give you guys an exercise to bring you information on the forefront of how to naturally start making different choices about who you spend your time with or who you date or who you invite in your life. Because some people are here to destroy your life, not to love you. I want you guys to understand that. I went through that. That was the most heartbreaking thing I ever went through. But I want you guys to understand, through that heartbreak and that grief, I found that I love myself more than I love someone else. And at the end of the day, that's the best love you can have, self-love. So in these instructions, I want you to make a list of 20 people you spend most of your time with. Against each one, put a positive sign if you feel good about yourself spending time with them. And then if you enjoy your time with them and they are happy and successful in their own way, then you'll know that's somebody you need to keep as your spark team. Then on top of that, there are often people you look forward to spending time with, and then there are people you can put a negative if you find after spending time with them that you don't like spending time with them at all, that you absolutely feel angry, upset, or you're reacting, or you have reactive abuse syndrome from narcissistic abuse, insidious abuse, or toxic shame, toxic blame, or expectation. So once you start looking at that, put the negative on that, find that after you spend time with them, you somehow feel less or less happy or angry or upset or you're operating out of character, then remove those people. They're poisonous. They're toxic. So perhaps you feel smaller, less happy, or have less energy. Maybe these people where you may worry less or stress or unnecessarily before or after they've seen them are people who are toxic, miserable. So toxic diamond, you got the perfect name. You're a toxic, broken mother who doesn't know how to raise your kids. You already lost them the first time, and CPS took your kids that time. Maybe this time CPS will teach you a lesson. Because at the end of the day, any mother who's broken like you should be focused on raising your child instead of being a loudmouth, miserable, nasty, and agent of provocateur for Tasha Transarini Kiwi. You should have your butt off of YouTube, and you should be working on being a better mother instead of a toxic, miserable sociopath. Same thing with Tasha Transarini Kiwi. You should be feeding your child regular meals. You should be feeding your husband regular meals instead of doing anything to be famous and working in industry and doing Duck, Duck, Nart games on behalf of Nikki. Maybe you should be working on a husband who's been cheating on you and has a baby on, outside of wedlock on you. Maybe you should be focused on that and a husband that's embezzling all your money and sending it back home to Africa. So maybe that will help you understand what it means to not be an agent of provocateur. Focus on your health. Focus on your marriage instead of focusing on a woman who's a better woman than you, a decent woman who does not bully and harass and provoke and gaslight people like you do, like you go and stalk celebrities. Maybe you'll finally get the issue that you're looking for with this case with Cardi B. Maybe she'll sit there and take TV studios from you, and you'll understand what it means to not play Duck, Duck, Nart games. Maybe you'll understand that toxic is not your menu to sit there and do your dirty work while you reduce all that so you can keep your position at YouTube. I hope YouTube takes down all of y'all's accounts. Sneak at Night, Armand Wiggin, Treasure Lane, Glenn, that was my teacher. This is one of Doc's accounts and Goddess TV. I hope they take your stuff down. I want them to take Storm and Rose back channels off. I want them to take all their front channels off, and I want them all found. And I want each one of them arraigned in federal court, civil court, crown court, criminal court. Then you'll understand what it means to not go play games because my FedEx went to the own network. Him and his daddy was the ex-agent. So by the time I get through tearing y'all up in court, y'all understand that you don't play these games. Because when it comes down to my business, life coaching, wellness coaching, and I've been a life coach, wellness coach since 2016, how dare you mess up my businesses? How dare you provoke and gaslight? How dare you think that I'm weak and I'm not going to sit there and allow you to sit there and keep on bullying me and not say something about it? So So I want you guys to understand why you have to actually begin to self-love, to go and heal from the narc foolery, sociopathy, or what narcs do, recruiting others to benefit them and their wrongdoing. So I want you guys to hear this as in my story of going to a level of success and habit change and changing myself from yelling, screaming, and hollering to going to a point of grief and going from grief to recovery and to heal from dealing with narcissists, pathological abusers, and agents of provocateurs, agents of chaos and disorder. So when we identify people who inspire us, and we identify people who actually give us a level of how we feel about ourselves, we also have to do it for ourselves as well. We have to get to a point of mindfulness, being present, and being on top of that, letting people know that I love myself more than anything else. I love my businesses, and I don't like what you've done to me. I don't appreciate the boundaries that you crossed. So maybe you should take your toxic bullying, provoking, gaslighting behind and figure out what your disability is. That is being a narc, a sociopath, a toxic shamer, an exploiter, a provoker, a gaslighter, a bully, a harasser, a piss-poor mother, a piss-poor girlfriend, a piss-poor wife. Those things that you all are. Some of you don't even have a husband that can't even keep one. Some of y'all have husbands that don't love you. See, the difference between me and you is I have men that love me near and far. I have women that love me near and far who are family. I have mothers who love me near and far, who I am making sure that I defend them. Because all the wrongdoing that most of y'all did could have been a litmus test for y'all and y'all's integrity, y'all's oath that y'all took. So I want people to understand the success formula and loving myself. I had to go and get from a point of anger that is still sorry for each one of you broken individuals like Toxic Diamond, Armand Wiggins, be original. Yeah, I'm original, but you stole my soundbite. And then on top of that, Quentin Latham, you're a broken addict. A broken, miserable, drunk addict. Michelle Atalian, she didn't do anything to you. You tore up her house. And you built her out of $6,000 in repairs that you did to her house. You get kicked out of every house you have. But you don't want nobody knowing about where the rich cars, where the Honda cars be at, where they like to play all between your legs to your butt. Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Petty, Onika's husband. Valentine's Day, I wanted people to understand what self-love is. And then go to cyberbullyingstuff.com. Sign up. Go to don'tdatehimorher.com. Sign up. Those are databases that are created for people who are dealing with narcissism and bullies, provokers, and gaslighters. And if you guys need me to do any type of work, to do any forensic work, to look into people that you're dating, let me know. Go to don'tdatehimorher.com. Go to cyberbullyingstuff.com. If you need help, if you're dealing with cyberbullying, we have ways to do everything, to do the investigations and things like that. If you need to go to court, so you can be able to get the help that y'all need. I am a life coach, a wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, and a miracle coach. And I have the ability to do all these different things and get straight international, national. I have no problems in doing that because I'm fed up with bullies. I'm fed up with provokers, narcissistic, sociopaths, and pathological abusers. And if you're getting to the point that you're dealing with a narcissistic husband, a narcissistic boyfriend, a narcissistic girlfriend, or narcissistic wife, then do the investigation. Do the things to get private investigations. I have the ability to do that. So I promise you that I will give you results, and then on top of that, you pay the fee, and I will take care of all that, and I'll give you your results, and I'll give it to you in a sealed, confidential, and sealed envelope. I want you guys to know that my life coaching business means the world to me. Those that sat there and did everything they possibly could to damage my businesses, I hope that when I see you in federal court, then why I'm doing and going this far with this. Because in this coaching, we all have to get to a point of self-esteem, self-love, and love ourselves, even when people do everything to take our power away from us, to take our levels of self-love from us, our self-I-am-self from us. So when you think about this, and you feel less around certain people, or you feel smaller, less happy, or angry, or upset, or acting out of character, think about the score from -5 to +5, and if you see there's more negatives around those people, then remove those people. If you see more positives around those people, then you have a +5. So against each person, to identify how much of an effect they have on you or effect on your business or your marriage or your relationship or things like that, like it did me. So once you start taking inventory and taking stock of that, you begin to realize how to detox your toxic relationships from toxic people who are adjacently attached to other people who are toxic to you. So, last but not least, let's go into this last part, and then we're done. Within an hour, yay, heart. When we think about letting go, we have to let go of the things that hurt us, destroy our mental health, our emotional health, or have us seeing life coaches, wellness coaches, business coaches, and then on top of that, have us seeing people and executive coaching and things like that, like myself. when you have to go see someone like me, someone who's been certified since 2016, it is now 2021. Y'all have to realize people come in my office who've been like me, who've been through that, who had to see a therapist, who had said, you're only going through PTSD because you've been through abuse. You can get therapeutic. You're a strong person. We need to study you. I don't know how you're not sitting up here with your thumb stuck in your mouth and rocking back and forth, because I was determined to be resilient. I was determined to heal. I was determined to prove that I am a good person. I was determined to prove I am nothing that people have smear campaigned, provoked, and gaslit and said I was when they exploited my personal life, my professional life, and did everything to damage it. I had 8 more e-commerce websites that were stolen by my FedEx. They did levels of crime and white-collar crime, did a lot of bank fraud, did a lot of provoked gaslight, but they were benefiting and living their best life while I was losing my career, while I was losing everything that I worked hard and built in my business models that were stolen that are sitting in the UK. I wanted you guys to understand exactly how that healed, and it crushed me. It had me angry. It had me upset. Now you see me calmly talking about it, even though I'm still mad about it. But I learned a level of self-love and to present better, to do my presentations and continue to use this as a stepping stone, to use that to not break me, but to build me. So against every brick that was thrown against me, a foundation of bricks to build a pyramid of who I am today, a strong mulatto woman, a woman who identifies as Black, who loves her Blackness, loves the white side, explains why I'm like, yeah, dude, explains all of that. But I embrace both the white side, the Black side, and I embrace everything about myself and love me. I love me dearly. I love myself more than anything else. I love my daughter more than anything else. But I'll never love anybody as much as I love myself and my daughter unconditionally. So y'all understand that there's a level layer of self-efficacy and self-love. I want you guys to understand that sometimes you have to let go. Because you think about when somebody else is up there living rent-free in your head while they're doing insidious, abusive games, they're getting off on hurting you or harming you. I want you guys to understand this in this letting go exercise. Listen to this. 2 Buddhist monks return from their monastery after the rains. They reach a swollen river in front of them, and it's a beautiful woman in a delicate silk kimono, distressed because she is unable to cross the river by herself. The older monk scoops her up, carries her safely to the other side, and the 2 monks continue their way in silence. Later, as they are going to their destination, the younger monk had fumed for the last 5 hours, finally burst out, "How could you? How could you do it? We're not allowed to touch a woman." The older monk, surprised, says, "I put her down 5 hours ago, but you are still carrying her with you." So what does that tell you? Here's the lesson in all of that, and what I learned in this lesson. In that younger monk's story, he carried that 5 hours of fuming over what that monk did. The monk knew he wasn't supposed to touch a woman. He's from a monastery of monk Buddhism. You're not supposed to touch a woman. But in an act in kind, he carried that woman across that swollen river. So when you think about this, you think about the stories that we hold on to, the grudges, the anger, the hurt, the guilt, the anger, the torment, the humiliation, the embarrassment, the feeling hopeless, the feelings of scarcity mindset, cloud our mind and prevent us from fully ever enjoying life and moving past what somebody does to us. So that's why I laid them out flat today. I want you guys to understand why I fought back, why each one of the aggressors, the agents of provocateur, and the agents of chaos and disorder that were doing it on behalf of my FedEx and his miserable wife, I made sure that you guys understood where this is coming from. So in this story, we learned that the irony is whatever you hold on to is probably bothering you much more than it does anybody else. When you learn to self-love and self-love yourself, you love yourself through the anger, the torment, the upset, the gaslight, the bullying, the humiliation, the degradation, the level of damage to business, and you learn how to build back better, like I did. So everything that was designed to destroy me mentally, emotionally, I ended up taking those bricks that were thrown against me, built a pyramid, and I'm at the peak of that. We talk about behavioral health. We talk about mental health. We talk about how we conduct ourselves. So I had to learn to go from being disempowered, scarcity mindset, and find my true self, find out who I am, the Christos, the illuminated one, the illuminated light within me, to go past that, forgive those that transgressed against me, those broken individuals, those miserable individuals, those sociopaths, those pathological provokers, gaslighters, agents of chaos, disorder, agents provocateur. So I wanted you guys to understand that. And then you have to letting go usually involves a form of forgiveness. I'm not forgiving them, I'm forgiving myself. I'm forgiving myself for letting them get into my head. I'm forgiving myself for allowing them to disempower me and make me feel like I was powerless, like I couldn't hold the reins of power, and say to myself, no, you're not going to go and let these people do this. No, you're not going to let these people live rent-free in your head. No, you're not going to allow them to cross boundaries. You're going to let them know what the boundaries are. Time's up, me too, boundaries are. So in that, I want you guys to understand, letting go doesn't mean we can tell a situation or behavior. It's about lightening our load. It means lightening our life, meaning what crystals, light, illuminated one, lighting up our life, our chakra. So when we go and let go, whatever is bothering us and sets ourselves free and get us to reclaim the energy that is of ourselves, and that is our illuminated light energy, our positive energy, our better version of our self energy. So I want you guys to understand that. And you don't need to know how to let go, but you need to know how to love and love yourself and love yourself through all your mistakes of trusting people who exploited your life, your emotional health, your mental health, and did things. I'm only Asperger's syndrome high functioning, but I'm proud to be an ASTI. All right, tell my ASTI. Yay, superpower, ASTI power. So I want you guys to understand that, this illuminated light that I have. I'm an Asperger's syndrome high functioning woman. I'm a life coach, a wellness coach, a business coach, a divorce coach, and a marital counselor. I have learned how to evolve my ASTI superpowers. I want you guys to understand that I had to learn how to be a real-life radio. If you watch the movie Radio and Cuba Gooding Jr. played a good role, I cried when I watched that because I realized that Radio was autistic. He was a low-functioning autistic, but he was high-functioning in between technology and electronics. Autistics aren't always dumb. Autistics sometimes have lowered sense of self and sensory depth of perception issues. A lot of us ASTIs have a deficit of serotonin and dopamine. I was born without two chemicals. I am Asperger's. It doesn't matter. It means that I'm just ASTI. It means that I'm high-functioning, tested, gifted at 8, and my IQ is super high, but I have some deficits, and people are astounded on those deficits. How dare you, you miserable bully. How dare you? Yeah, I did that. I want you guys to see that because I had to get down on their childish level and let them know. Because I'm tired of you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do just like my 7-year-old did back in the day. What you going to do? I just stood up to my bully. Because I want you guys to see how childish that was. Because my 7-year-old did that back in the day. But when adults do childish abusive things, we're getting on their level. So I had to get on their level. And embarrass them. Now you know what it feels like for somebody to get on your level. So I have to talk to them like children and chastise them like children. Because see, the difference between my daughter and them is my daughter has a level of consciousness about what she does. My daughter has a level of consciousness of her emotional health, her mental health, and how to be a good global citizen, even though she's been damaged. She knows when she's wrong and she admits when she's wrong. But two pathological narcissists didn't grow past being 7 years old, 13 years old, or high school gang. So I wanted people to understand this from that sense. So just like this Buddhist monk in this monastery, I wanted you guys to understand how important it is to have a level of forgiveness for people who have done unforgivable things and forgive yourself for being angry or acting out of character. I had to do that for myself. It doesn't mean that we're condoning behavior by letting it go. We allow these miserable broken people, broken marriages, broken motherhood, broken families, broken wives, broken husbands, and broken wives who want to break other people who are otherwise together, like myself. A good mother, a good girlfriend, a good fiance, a good wife. Something that they can never touch. So when we talk about those type of things, when you have broken men, incels, themselves, and people who are sociopaths, pathological narcissists, they will have to go and understand that there's a level of karma and fate that will come to you. I'm not going to do it. I'll let God handle it. And by the time it's all said and done, then you'll understand what it means that when a person goes and lets go, it's not because you won. It's not because you're better than me. It's not because you're anything lower than me. It's because you're not worth it. You're broken and miserable, and you need to seek therapy and get professional help. I can't help you with that because y'all are childish and miserable. Y'all are bullies and broken people who don't do anything but steal other people's content, provoking gaslights. Just Quentin Latham, he's a broken person. He's an addict. I'm not going to make fun of addicts because we've all had our times in life and done things. We've all fucked off in life. Excuse the language. We've all done things in our life. But one thing about the difference between me and everybody else is we don't stay there. You people are arrested development people who never developed past high school, never developed past 7 years old. So that's why I did that. Maybe that'll help you know that I don't care. Because sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, break me, or break me in my confidence and my self-love to you. Maybe that'll help you in childish language. Time's up, me too. I want people to understand that with that story with the Buddhist monk and how to let go. And you got to be willing to let it go. So after today, after I did that, I spoke childish language to them. Since they don't understand my love language, I had to speak childish language. Grow up. It was worth every bit of it. Heart. I wanted you guys to understand that when people get to that childish level and bully and harass somebody and you all target one particular person, that means I'm a very strong person. It means you just don't like my illuminated light. But the thing is, I had to get on your level and get to childish levels, and maybe that'll help y'all. When we think about this, you need to know how to let it go, and you have to get to a point of therapy. I had to self-therapy myself and realize that people wanted to disempower me. They wanted me to not be on my own volition to heal myself and get to a point of recovery and not have me any kind of power to stand up to bullies and harassers, provokers, exploiters, but I just did. So I wanted you guys to see that. So we're going to go into self-love in the shadow of our former self. So the shadow of my former self, the person who had imposter syndrome, she's gone. She's dead and gone. But the new me, the illuminated me, the crystals in me, the illuminated one in me, the I am abundant mindset in me tells you guys, you know what? I'm going to let you all go. You guys are not going to live rent-free in my head. None of you are worth the hill beams you rode in on. And at the end of the day, I'm going to peel the onion back. I've cried enough. I've gone through enough exploitation, humiliation, degradation behind you miserable, toxic sociopaths, you narcissistic bullies. I have the business, don'tdatehimorher.com. I'll go right to it and I'll show it to you guys. And if you guys need somebody to do some investigations about different people who are bullying you, provoking you, gaslighting you, tell me exactly what's going on. Tell me what's going on, what your story is, and then I'll get the information that you need. I'll do the investigations, I'll take care of everything, and I'll do a skip trace. I can do it all the way to the fourth level, and I'll make sure I help you guys understand that if you have to go to court, I'm here to help you, because bullies like this need to be put in their place. Bullies like this get off on doing all this nasty stuff. Bullies like that love tormenting, provoking, and gaslighting. Bullies like that think you won't stand up to them. And this is for children as well. So if your parents need to do investigations, let me know. Come to Don Diva Coaching, come to INCC Coaching, and I'll do the investigation. I'll give you back your paperwork, and I'll let you know exactly what's going on. I'll go on a confidential envelope. You can go take it to court if you need to. Because I found a way to go and move around from all of this, and I built these different things a long time ago. I wanted you guys to understand that I've been building a lot of things in work because of what I've been going through, and I just decided to come out about it today. And before, I told you guys about it, but I wanted to expound on it, and this why. So that you can understand self-love is about yourself, building yourself up, and from the bricks and the foundations of those bricks is to build a pyramid of illuminated love, self-love, and inner light, and illuminated life, your crystals, your I am light. So let me show you these websites, and then we're going to leave. Let's giggle it. Let's giggle it. You may call, and you can go to don'tdatehimorher.com. Do you really know who you're dating? Do you know who you're sleeping with? Do you know who you're married to? Do you really know who you're dating? So you can go to don'tdatehimorher.com. And let's go to cyberbullying stuff. That is for children, adolescents, young adults. This is in conjunction with Carrie Walker Foundation, my actual level and depth of charity that I do. So cyberbullyingsex.com. and don'tdatehimorher.com. The don'tdatehimorher.com is for adults. This is for children, adolescents, and adults. If you're being bullied at school, let me know, and I will definitely do the investigation for you. So this is cyberbullyingsucks.com, and this is the database that I've been putting together for people who do this type of stuff. So because I did it in for my daughter, and as well as Oprah, yes, like the local kids did to my daughter. And then those several industry kids that did it to my daughter and thought it was funny to ask for news and sat there and threatened to put them on the internet. So cyberbullyingsucks.com is the actual website, and this is where the database will be growing to be able to go and do investigations and things like that to help people who are dealing with bullies, provokers, gaslighters, or agents of provocateurs. So y'all seen those websites, cyberbullyingsucks.com. You're welcome to do that. You're welcome to donate. And you're welcome to donate to Talk Radio Diva, the radio station, and everything else. You're welcome to donate to Caring Orca Foundation. You can go to caringorcafoundation.org. And that is part in conjunction with cyberbullyingsucks.com for children, adolescents, and adults, just like themeworld.online. It's for destination motivation. Get up, get out, and do something. Don't let the world pass you by. It's for us to learn world love and being a good global citizen. I am abundance mindset, illuminated mindset. And I want you guys to be able to go and enjoy a level of feeling like there are people out here, global citizens, that are out here fighting to win really for these kids who are out here making sure that adults that are being bullied, gaslit, or dealing with narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, and tormenting. That is what Caring Orca Foundation was founded for. That is what cyberbullying, and that is what Love of a Don't Date Him or Not. DateHimOrHer.com was founded for adults who are dealing with that and insidious levels of dating someone, don't even know who they're sleeping with and being next to. True love scam type of situation. So if you want to find out about someone you're dating, let me know. I have experience tools to do so. So with that being said, I would like for you guys to book your appointments at imccoaching.com, DonnaDivaCoaching.com, TeamWorld.online for children and young adults, or IMCC for your specialty appointments, and then Cash App us at IMCC Coaching. Cash App us is the Don Diva Coaching. Cash App us at TeamWorld Online, or Cash App us at Talk Radio Diva. And also, you may go and do your Cash App in Universal at the TalkRadioDiva.com, and you can do a whole month, every month, being drafted out, or you can do it for one time and one time only. So go to TalkRadioDiva.com, get the QR code, and you may donate every month. And this is an asking time to build the businesses and brand out and do what I need to do. I thank everybody else for getting this live. I want you guys to understand that self-love is everything, and loving yourself enough to stand up and stand out and do what you have to do and begin to do what I'm doing, which is branding out, doing what I need to do to build my life better and back and do what I was born and destined to do, which is be a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, business brander, and also a media holdings company owner of multiple businesses, divorce websites that were messed with and everything else. I want you guys to understand that I am built to build back better. So you can go to ccfashionista.com, divafragrances.com. If you want to place orders, I still have my plug to do all those different things. You're more than welcome to buy. But the thing is, if you're going to buy in bulk, I do anything over 200, you will do a bank draft or you will do a bank cashier's check and you will send it in to me. And at the end of the day, I'm about my business. I'm about my money. And then on top of that, these were businesses built for my daughter. So Jazzy Fashionista, that this man damaged, he will be sitting in federal court, criminal court, civil court, county court, criminal court. And I will be making sure that everything that was done, we will get this all justified and adjudicated and whatnot in court. And I will take care of all that behind closed doors. But I want you guys to hear my story. I want you guys to hear everything in my rebrand out, my re-rollout from rags to riches and what I will be doing to get where I need to get at. Because it's not about money. I was born around people who are wealthy, well-connected. It does not matter. At the end of the day, it's all about me doing hard work by myself. I could have tapped some people and gotten rich real quick, but I did not. So at the end of the day, this is CC, your life coach, your wellness coach, your health coach, your divorce coach, your executive management coach, your brander, your serial entrepreneur. I'm here. You can go to imccoaching.com, DonDivaCoaching.com, TeamWorld.online, for children, adolescents, young IMCC for your specialty appointments, and you can cash out us for these webinars. $IMCCCoaching, $DonDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, $TalkRadioDiva. So you guys receive this in love and heart. Happy Valentine's Day for everybody. I want you guys to understand what self-love is, the growth model, the abundance mindset, and beginning to learn the majesty of staying calm. Staying calm when somebody is damaging your life, and levels and depth of letting go. Remember, whatever you find hardest to let go is probably what you need to let go of the most, and that is the levels of harm, the emotional harm, the detriment, the bullying, harassment, the exploiting. I let it go. I let go and let God. I let God handle it, because guess what? God has a better plan for me to go and continue to do what I need to do. So with that being said, I want you guys to see all that and learning how to spring clean your life and begin to learn how we have these modules and things like that for you guys to all learn how to spring clean your life. And I'm here as your life coach at Dawn Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching, TeamWorld.online, IMCC.com. This is your wellness coach, Cece, your health coach, your divorce coach, your business coach, your executive management coach, your mentor, your speaker, and everything else to tell you guys, heart, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day, and I'm out. You guys, I want you guys to understand how important it is for me to be able to do what I need to do and what I'm born and bred to do. Make sure you send those donations if you like for these webinars and this Be Abundance of Love series. I'm out.